This is TWiT.
Let's explain. Let's explain. Stacey, you used to be a financial reporter. Let's explain what the hell's going on with Reddit, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and GameStop. By the way, not just GameStop. Now Reddit's GameStop traders are turning their attention to AMC stock.
Well, there's two AMCs, and they're getting confused between the two of them.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, this is like my mom. She gets confused between Best Buy and Bed Bath & Beyond because their stock tickers are so similar. So she'll be like, can you get me some sheets from Best Buy? And I'm like, no.
So
no, not Best Buy.
This also is happening because of platforms like Robinhood, which encourage, because it's free, you know, commission-free trading. Yeah, but really, that's, they're making the money on the spread, and people aren't sophisticated enough to know that you're getting a bad buy price because they're making money on the spread. But anyway, it's complicated. But because that app is so popular with young people, you've got a whole generation, people like my son, who think it's possible to make a quick killing and are attempting to. And actually, some people did make a quick killing. So we got to explain this, starting with, in order to understand this, you have to understand what shorting a stock is. Stacey?
Yes. Okay. So when you short a stock, you're making a bet that it is going to go down in price. So what you do is you usually borrow money, you buy the stock at the higher price, and then you're – okay, hold on. Yes. You're – sorry. I've already screwed this up.
We said it was confusing.
I hate it.
You're borrowing the stock, aren't you?
You're borrowing the stock. I'm sorry. Yes. So the bet is it goes down in price. So you borrow against the stock at the high price. And then when it goes down,
you pay it back at the low price. And your profit is the spread. Yeah.
Okay. Spread. Right. Yeah. But if you bet, if you make that bet and the stock price goes up, you have to, they do a margin call and you have to pay to stay in your short. And that's real money you're paying out. And that's what happened with the hedge funds. And that's how they're being bankrupt, because instead of the stock for GameStop falling, it's going up. And the hedge funds, they're being called on their margins. So they have to pay out.
This is called a squeeze. So when you squeeze the shorts, I love the terminology. When you squeeze the shorts, you force them to sell. But when, of course, that props up the stock. The stock price goes up because the squeeze.
They've got to buy more shares.
They go, oh no! Quick! Get out of the stock, and it goes up. So, and this has been called the squeeze of a lifetime. The Reddit folks, and this is a Reddit subreddit called Wall Street Bets /r/Wall Street, spell out Street Bets, and what the Reddit. It was kind of a conspiracy to squeeze the shorts. They said, oh, what we could do is it's essentially it's a meme with real money behind it. So these guys basically squeezed the shorts, forced the price up. Some people probably made a lot of money, right? If you weren't shorting it, if you were going long, in other words, what most investors do, buying the stock expecting it to go up, you would have made some money. The SEC, which is basically at this point going, what happened?
Reddit? How do you spell that?
What the hell's going on?
Steve Reddit, the guy who was for Obama, who's on Marine Joe, is that who it is? Steve Reddit, is he doing this?
Yeah. So,
I want to get, you know who I want on the show or somewhere to talk about this? I want Patrick Byrne, who is kind of legit gone crazy, but he is the former CEO at Overstock. And remember how hedgies came after him?
Yes.
And he was squeezed by the short sellers. He would be an excellent person to be talking
short
about this.
Short sellers, story. I would be willing, I'm going to say, and you're right, this is what hedge funds use to hedge. But in general, I think short sellers don't do anybody any favors. Remember, for a long time, people were shorting Tesla. And in order to kind of preserve their position, they would publish terrible stories. They would downplay it. They'd go into forums and, oh, this Tesla's terrible, because they really wanted that stock to go down. In fact, Tesla's stock ended up doing very, very well, and I'm sure they got squeezed mightily. But for a long time, Elon Musk complained, look, we're doing fine. All of these bad stories you read are from short sellers.
Now, I will say there is an argument for short selling in that, like, if you know something is if you really fundamentally believe like someone's making a stupid mistake and you can get that out there, then yes. And so the rationale for short selling is that, you know, you believe that something is overvalued and you think that someone else is going to see that too. Now, the question, the lines get crossed when you start doing crazy stuff like calling your favorite friend at the Wall Street Journal and planting false rumors.
Right.
But, I mean, there is... some stocks that are trading too high.
It's legitimate. It has a legitimate purpose in the ecosystem.
But people resent it. They think it. So somebody was saying today, Reddit's manipulating the market. And I said, people think that
because they're pissed.
The short sellers are manipulating the market. They are.
Yeah.
So let me explain. Let me give you the chronology so that we can tell you what's going on. You might assume if you just, you know, an unsophisticated person that a company that was made up of brick and mortar stores selling video games in malls might not have a glowing future, right?
Right.
They have 5,000 stores. People aren't going into stores anyway because of the pandemic. Many of them are in malls that are shutting down. And frankly, the video game industry is moving to downloadable content. There's really no reason to buy a physical copy of a video game anymore. So GameStop became popular with short sellers. A lot of people took a bet that GameStop was going to go down. So because a lot of hedge funds were in it, and a lot of these people on the Reddit Wall Street Bets don't like these guys.
Right.
Who does?
Yeah. And because an analyst at Bloomberg said that maybe GameStop, which isn't expected to even turn a profit till 2023, might be a good buy. He made what they call a bull case for GameStop. And so for the last 2 years, I didn't realize it's been going that long, this bullish case for GameStop been showing up on the subreddit and bubbling up. I'm reading from a Vox, by the way, really good Vox story. If you want to kind of understand how this happened, Emily Stewart did a good kind of explanation of all of this. So as Reddit and retail traders started to take notice of GameStop, they also noticed, and I guess you could figure this out, how heavily shorted the stock was. And they figured out, and this is where you get in trouble, if they all acted in concert, that's the key, right? And no individual buyer is going to have enough clout, unless you're, you know, Warren Buffett, to move the market. But if everybody on Reddit said, hey, guys, this is exactly what happened with storming the Capitol, except it's storming the stock market.
It's an orchestrated event.
Yeah. Hey, guys,
by Wall Street,
if we could screw the shorts and make a profit, that might be a pretty good thing. So this started about 4 months ago. There was a post bankrupting institutional investors for dummies featuring GameStop. The GameStop stock price went from $20 to $148. So that's more than 700% growth. Now, of course, there's a lot of zigs in that zag. And that's the Redditors who are buying it, selling it, buying it, selling it. Redditors are pissed off also because several times during this process, trading was halted. And it's their contention. They halt trading to protect the hedge fund guys.
Right.
They don't care about individual investors. They don't care about us making money off of these guys' bad short bets. But they are going to protect the hedge fund guys.
Or maybe even you don't want to piss off a Redditor even worse.
Yeah, that's probably
the moral of that story.
That's probably the case.
It's like pissing off a bunch of crypto boys. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, a short seller named Andrew Left, who works for Citron Research, announced on Twitter they'd be hosting a live stream laying out the case for shorting GameStop and saying anybody buying the stock at this point are suckers. They say it's going to go back to 20. Don't worry. Immediately, there were attempts to hack his Twitter account. And now he said, I'm not going to comment on GameStop because of the angry mob that has formed against me, complained that he'd, quote, never seen such an exchange of ideas of people so angry about someone joining the other side of the trade. So basically, because of places like Robinhood, where a large number of people at, you know, no cost in effect, at least no commission cost to them, can trade stocks, and because of sites like Reddit, where people were able to act in concert, they squeeze the hell out of the shorts. And in the process, some people probably made money. Now, some people probably also lost money. One of the things that's important to understand about the stock market, and I don't know if everybody gets this, it's a zero-sum game. For every dollar you make, somebody is losing a dollar. You know, the only time that's not true is when there's a new issue. A company sells stock, you know, it makes they get a lot of money. You're giving them money.
That's not totally true, Leo.
Where is it not?
The whole market goes up.
Yeah, I was like, if I sell my stock at 15, for example, I have made, well, okay.
It's a zero-sum game because somebody bought your stock at that price.
Right.
So that dollar that you made
tends to go up.
Well, that's the one thing that probably just changed that a little bit. It's not, you're right.
The total value goes up.
If I bought it at 5, it went up, and we're ignoring the time value of money because we're not doing those calculations. But I bought it 5, I sell it 15.
You made 10
bucks.
I've made
$10.
Right.
Someone else buys it at 15. As long as that stock keeps going up, they're fine.
But I hate to tell everybody because we've been in such a bull market for so long. What goes
eventually
up,
it stops going up. This is why, here's Stacy's free investment advice. Put a set of, like, find some money. Your money, allocate a certain percentage, even if it's like $50 a month, allocate that, buy mutual funds. Don't try to chase individual stocks. It's stupid.
Right.
And just let it go forever, for as long as you can. And you will have great months. You will have bad years. But eventually, it should even out and go up.
Dollar cost averaging, we call it.
Exactly.
Dollar cost averaging.
But you can say that about some certain stocks, too. I mean, they all have their moments of peaks and valleys. Just
If you chase the peaks, you're going to find the valleys, too.
No, Ann's saying something different, like Stacey, which is invest in the stock and hold it for the long term. Right, Ann?
Yeah, oh, no, don't do that. That's not a good
idea.
Shares
out there of things that I just
bought them
a long time ago, but I didn't expect anything.
I don't
want to
get
year.
In the business of investment advice.
No.
I was like, no, Ann, don't do that.
No.
It's basically my philosophy that anybody who's giving me investment advice, if they're not already a billionaire, I'm not going to take it. Because if you're that smart, why the hell are you telling me?
Guess who's not a billionaire over here?
Wait, so, why such a high standard?
All right, 100 millionaire. In other words, if you're still working for a living,
you
haven't
go.
Figured out the stock market.
Right.
Anyway,
we'll keep going with the tale.
The real point of this is the value of the GameStop stock, whether 20 or 142, had nothing to do with the inherent value of GameStop.
Right.
It was really all about this thing that was going on, and it was being propped up or went down, up and down. You know, you probably could say that the long-term prospects for GameStop aren't that good. I don't know. I'm not an expert. That seems like a fair guess. But that has nothing to do with the 700% run-up in the value.
But today it's now
because
closed
of
today.
What did it close at?
$348, up 135% from Tuesday's close. Market cap of $24 billion. The stock traded as high as 380 today. Now, let me explain something to me.
So it's not ended. That's the historical thing.
So let's say I have, you know, 1,000 shares on short. I can get out. So I'm gonna pay money, but it's a question of when I choose to get out, right? Or am I squoze forever? I can just say, okay.
You get out, but you lock in a loss.
At some point in time,
why does it keep going up then? If people are saying, okay, I see the game, screw it, I'm getting out.
Because not everybody gets
out.
Because not everybody gets out. So what also brings up the price is these short sellers, as it goes up and up and up, they go, oh crap. And if they all got out at a price, then it'd be over. And then there's also momentum because people see the price going up, and now you get long buyers saying, oh, GameStop must be a great stock. And that's the warning I want to give people. Mm-hmm. It's not a perfect zero-sum game, but
don't be a chump.
Don't be a chump.
And not like but Leo, now, this is so just now legalized gambling. That's all this is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So let me ask one more dumb question. So now the stock is at 348.
Jeez.
Logic would say, and there's no logic in Reddit or the internet, logic would say now's the time to short the stock.
Yeah. Except that it will go up. Here's the problem.
People are saying they're buying more shorts.
Here's the problem. Your margin can get called. So when you go short, you can't just go short and sit. If you go,
you have to put money down.
Yeah, at some point, your margin gets called, and you have to. You could lose a ton because you're not only is it short, it's generally leveraged, right, Stacey?
So yeah, it's just so you're. That's why it's so scary. So your margin, you have to put in more money, and once you've done that, you're also you're basically losing more than you thought because you've also borrowed against it. So you got to pay that back and then pay the continuing spread.
So there, you can't just say I think it's really overvalued at $300. So I'm gonna go short and buy a ton of shares. At some point, it might continue to go up, and you'll have to pay the piper. You can't just sit on it. You'll have to pay.
I swear there was what was that called? That guy from Homeland was in it. Billions. No, Succession. No.
Yeah, Billions.
Succession.
Billions.
There was a whole plot line around a short sale and a margin call.
You can actually learn a lot about finance from watching Billions.
You can. So Bank of America just raised its price target to $10.
So
maybe they're doing that because they think they have a good plan.
So here's the thing. I think this is the thing that makes professionals cuckoo. Is that you have all of these young people who don't really understand what's going on buying this stock. And that's why it's gotten really unpredictable because of platforms
like
Robinhood.
I don't know if it's they don't understand what's going on. I think they're just saying F you.
No, well, let me put it another way. When you play chess and you're a good player, and you're playing another good player, you have certain expectations. You kind of know how to play that person. It's actually sometimes hard for a very good player to play a terrible player because they do completely stupid things
exactly.
that you're not prepared for.
Same with poker.
Poker is poker is a better analogy. It's same a lot easier to play poker against good poker players than it is against a fish who has, you don't know.
But Stacey's added in something else here, which is righteous anger.
Yes, but I'm saying that. In other words, all of these new people coming into the market are unpredictable because they're not acting in a way that a normal trader thinks is rational. And that includes revenge.
I think the difference here is normal traders never pay attention to retail investors because they don't have to.
Right.
And that's right. Institutional traders, you mean.
You're right.
Right.
Well said.
And so what this is, they have created. Them. Yeah. They don't exist. I mean, so what's happened here is they have given the power to it's like mass media. They've given the power to the masses to actually, and the hedge funds have to pay attention. I'm so sorry, Jeff.
Well, where stock markets started was individual, in the Hudson's Bay Company.
Yeah,
an individual could buy shares.
Didn't take long before institutional
technology.
Yeah, it didn't take long before institutional traders in 1789 ruined the whole thing. So. This is actually a really good point but from this Vox article. The GameStop episode is a mix of factors both serious and silly. Part retail traders demonstrating actual power in the market, to your point, Stacey. Part accepting that some of this makes no sense, to my point. Whether GameStop took off because it's a meme stock, a stock in which interest is as much cultural or social as it is financial, or because it's possible there is something in the business case that's unclear. There is a business case. There is a cultural interest. The balance between the two and driving the price, it's unknown. It's indeterminate. Part of it might basically be a joke. What is clear is a lot of what's happening with the stock now is not because there's a potential turnaround. It's merely because the trade went viral.
What if, and here's a craziness, GameStop somehow got their hands on a container full of graphics cards, and they're gonna put them on the market.
And you know what? If anybody would know that, it'd be Reddit, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Ooh. So then their valuation would be totally assured.